in the Church of the Nazarene all of my life, in vitro. And I love the Church of the Nazarene back when. I'm not real impressed with it today, okay? Because today we're too stinking organized and middle class, okay? Back then, they were actually called the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene, all right? That wasn't because they were crazy charismatics doing backflips in the aisles and speaking tongues all over the place so nobody knew what was going on, okay? Back then, they had a desire and a passion for souls, and every sinner in the world was welcome in their presence. Your crazy pastor honestly believes he could recreate that dynamic no matter what's going on around me. Okay, you got to understand that. You've got to understand that. You know, we're kind of dead. We're kind of dead here many times. We're kind of slug in last minute. You know, I'm sorry. Time. Okay, but that's who I am. And I don't apologize for that because I believe in that. The last DS just called me the original Nazarene because I love that stuff, man. I mean, you know, they were just, and it wasn't like they're a bunch of non-intellectuals. These people, the guy who started at Brazil, he was the vice president at University of Southern California. He wasn't stupid. You know, lots of times you find these people, they're just slobbering and all that kind of, no, these people were sharp. But they were full of God's Holy Spirit. And everything the Holy Spirit was about is what they were about. Amen? Amen? Let's shift gears. The world has always been nuts. The world has, since Genesis 3, has always been sinful. I hear people, oh, I can't wait to return to the good old days. When were the good old days? Oh, it's the 50s. Oh, no. I'll take you back to the 50s, and I'll tell you the junk that was going on then, too. Oh, back in the Old Testament. Really? You ever read Genesis? No, this freak show of sin, the consequences of sin, has been here and is going to be here with us. Okay? It's just where it is, you know? It's just what's happening. Get over yourself. It's like people who, when the church was different during COVID, I can't wait till we get back. Not me. This is my opportunity to do stuff and not get in trouble. All right? I mean, there are changes that need to be had all the time to keep up and to attract the lost world and let a lost world know you're welcome here. Okay, very, very, very important, because here's what you need to understand. If we get it right, everyone is welcome here. Amen. But they stop, because there ain't nobody sitting here that has a week long that you don't do something stupid and sinful yourself. There ain't no such as level of sins. Well, no, I wouldn't want to be a part of that sin. I don't want to be a part of sin at all. But that's reality. We are all needy. We are all needy of grace. We are all needy of God's salvation, God's glory. Hallelujah. Noah, in the middle of all this stuff, you gotta say it right in Noah's time. There's an amazing statement. And basically the statement is this. It says, man is sinful, evil, from very early in their lives. In fact, every one of us are born in sin. We're steeped in sin. And without the grace of Jesus Christ, guess what we do? We perfect the art. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, all the same stuff that's going on today was going on then. Is everybody with me? Is anybody with me? You know, all the same craziness, all the same foolishness, all the, you know, they had their own form of cancel culture online and a whole bit. I mean, it was all going on back then. It really was. And here you've got this holy, righteous man. And I could just see Noah. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Do I get my guns and start dealing with things? Do I have a podcast and take everybody out? It's all going on around him, all around him. Oh my goodness, it was just like now. Don't you feel that way sometimes? You're like, this is a freak show. You know, what's going on? And right in the middle of all that came God. Noah found grace. Noah found favor. Noah found love. Are you looking for it? Are you ready for it? No, I'm serious. When we get up, are we saying, are we turning on the news so we can watch Fox or CNN and see what both freak side shows are doing? Or are we saying, okay, God, come on down. Amen? Come on down. Give me what I don't deserve. I want you to hear that statement. Because there's not a person here that deserves the favor or the grace or the love or the healing of God. Do we honestly believe that? Or do we kind of say, well, I got to say yes because that's what the preacher says, but I'm special. I love you. You're wonderful people. But next to God, you ain't all that special. He loves you. That makes you special. He chose you. That makes you special. But you in and of yourself ain't all that special. You see, this is important. Because humility is very important when it comes to your relationship with God and when it comes to living out your Christian life. And there's too many people, they ain't sure of this humility thing because they keep listening to the podcast and they know they need some self-worth. They need to believe in themselves. Okay. First, you need to believe that the only hope you have in the middle of this crazy world is that God breaks in for no real apparent reason and pours out his favor on me, pours out his love on me. It doesn't mean anything goes away. You may be addicted, but he could still pour out his favor on you and you could start the journey, amen? You know, you still may have an orientation before or after, but the bottom line is, you still may be oriented, but the bottom line is, I'm ready for your favor, God. I'm ready for your favor. Amen? You know, there may be habits. Anybody here got habits? I got habits, and they ain't all good. You know? But you know what? He can still pour his favor out on you and begin the process of setting you free. I like the bada bing, bada boom method. Just do it. And sometimes he does. Sometimes it's bada boo, yeah, oh, yeah. Then most of the time, though, it's I'm starting and I got a lot of work to do along with his grace. Whew. You see, he's sitting in the middle of all this craziness, and his great fear is that that crazy world was going to get a hold of his kids. Anybody else? He's sitting in the middle of all this craziness and all this sin, and he's going, I don't even know how I'm going to stay away from this mess. Amen? I'm just not sure. And he's just sitting there, and out of the blue, for no apparent reason, God just kind of shoots a love beam, a favor, and love, and mercy. Are you with me? And tenderness and kindness. Your prayer life. You know that cousin that's an absolute idiot? Anybody got him? They need a love beam. They need a mercy beam. They need a kindness beam. They need a tenderness beam because they don't know what to do. Probably they don't like who they are, but they're scared to death to try to stop it or do something else. Amen? Are you with me? So Noah found favor in the eyes of God, but he's still in the middle of this craziness. He's still in the middle of this, all this sin. He's still in the middle of all this stuff. Now what? And you got to understand, it ain't never rained before. And there ain't a whole lot of lakes in the area. You know, are you with me? And God looks at him or speaks to him and says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to build an ark. Remember that Bill Cosby thing? What's an ark? You know. And he says, okay. And God begins to tell him exactly how to build the ark. Okay. And God is helping him understand. He's probably never worked with gopher wood before. I don't even know what gopher wood is, but that's what he was called to build it with. Gopher wood. All right. And he's supposed to bring all the animals in the world, you know, including spiders and flies. I mean, you know, just everything in this thing. That was for my daughter-in-law because she loves spiders so much. And I mean, he's bringing on. I did not read in the preemption of Noah being a zookeeper. Now think about that. You're going to bring every animal in the stinking world in this boat. And you don't even know what a boat is or what a boat does because you ain't never needed a boat. You see what I'm saying? Dilemma? And I'm sure Noah's like, okay. It was like most people. He just talked about it. He would have talked about it a lot. You know, what do you think of building an ark? Maybe we ought to have a committee. And we can break the ark up and we can have a committee for the, what's that thing called? The bottom. And for all the stuff and the animals and everything. And let me tell you the next verse. This is what Noah did. Okay, there it is. Noah did everything just as God commanded him to do. Yeah. Amen. You see, let me help you with this. If that's not your spiritual mind and attitude and desire, the whole favor thing's kind of worthless. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of preaching and teaching, you know, and it's all about the favor. Oh, Jesus loves you, so nothing you do really matters. It's okay. Just do nothing for Jesus and you're good. But that's not what the rest of the book says. Does everybody hear me? You see, out of this grace and out of this salvation and out of this favor needs to come an attitude of what we call obedience. The reason we're in the mess we are today is because God created the world and it was perfect. It was wonderful. Baby, they could eat from every tree. They could have anything they want. They could go where they wanted. They got along. They were able to, no, nothing was getting over on them. They were large and in charge. You with me? It wasn't until Adam and Eve decided not to be obedient. Up to that point, everything was good. Everything was awesome. Everything was cool. But once they decided not to be obedient, the whole thing came apart. It became a mess. there really is, and I just feel led to say this, there really is an element, a very large element in the church where we emphasize grace, and we should emphasize grace. Grace is the key, okay? But grace without, okay, God, where do you want me? What do you want me to be? What do you want me to do is empty. Empty. You hear what I'm saying? And one of the things I kind of felt led to say this week as I was thinking about this was, I don't even want you to do what the church wants you to do. Let that sink in for a second. I want you to learn through the word and prayer to do what God wants you to do. Okay? But let me follow this up. But nothing ain't it. Well, I'm waiting on the Lord. No, you're not. You ain't doing his will because he don't wait that long. You understand what I'm saying? You know? Now, there's a difference between me and a baby Christian. Sometimes not, but most of the time. There's a difference between me and 65 years of, almost 65 years of, you know, Christianity and somebody that's just coming to Christ in the last months or years. There's a difference. But folks, you that have been, are just coming to Christ now, you need to start stepping in and doing something that God could use you. And from there, he can teach you. I'm going to say a couple things. First, we don't have to show up at 11 on the dot. We could come about 10:25 and help greet people. It don't take a lot of theological training to say hello. Amen? You know? And are you listening to me? We kind of got this laissez-faire attitude here. We just kind of drift in whenever, and we don't need to do nothing. Well, I'm sorry. You could do something. And I don't know about teaching children. You don't have to teach children. We have to hire two people in this church to stand back here because the bottom line is we can't get people to just be there to help with children. It doesn't take a lot of training to say, shh. Right? Yep, you know, pay attention. If it's my grandchildren, just smack them on the head. All right? But the bottom line is, folks, there's something you could do at whatever level you are. If you've been in a church for a while, you should be here and you should be back there praying for the glory of God to fall on us so that we're coming in here and we're prepared. Amen? If you've been around a while, you should be the one out here working with everybody, making sure everybody, if somebody comes in here and they say, man, I got a major issue. Man, a new person's like, well, I don't know what to say. You've been around a while. I do. Let me pray for you. But this just kind of meandering, I'm sorry, just between me, you, and God, I'm seeing a lot of disobedience going on. Please hear what I'm saying. You see, I want you to be a successful Christian. I want you in the next couple of years to begin to, it's attracting everybody. I want you to be that person that's saying, man, you need evangelists? I got that. Man, you need prayer warriors? I've got that. Man, you need somebody to step up and do that? I got that. Man, you need somebody to come in here early and turn all the lights on and do all the things? I got that. I need that. We need that. We got too many people coming here and have no idea what they're doing. And you can blame that on me and my loving lack of organization, or you can say, what can I do? You hear what I'm saying? Does anybody hear me? You know, I ain't yelling at anybody. I'm just kind of yelling at you. You see, the only way in the middle of the craziness that Noah was able to save his family was to not only receive the grace and the mercy and the favor of God, but when he was called on by God to build an ark, an impossible task. He didn't know what an ark was. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he was going to do with all them animals. He didn't get all that. You know what he did? He did everything the God of grace told him to do. Meticulously. Are you with me? All right? He did whatever God called on him to do so that in the end, I want you to listen to this, in the end, his kids followed him onto that ark, and they were the only people on the earth that were saved. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, adult. How do you want to lead those around you? What kind of example do you want to set for those around you? You got a choice. You could say, well, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm kind of waiting for God to send me a sticky note so I know what to do. Or you got to understand something. Lots of times when I do stuff, I never got a sticky. I just kind of felt like, well, maybe that's what God wants me to do. And let me help you with something. If you're trying to do his will, he ain't never going to be mad at you. Ain't nobody made as many mistakes trying to do God's will as I have. Are you with me? You know? But you know what? He doesn't smack me down. What he does is when I'm moving, he can't do it if I'm not moving. When I'm moving, he guides me to exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and who I'm supposed to be. Don't waste the favor. I'll say it again. Don't waste the favor. Be ready to be and do God's holy will no matter what. I want to have a word of prayer, and that's where we're going to end today. Guys, you need to start right now. First off, Satan's going to put trash in your mind, and you need to go, nope, talk to the hand. All right? Enough. Enough. All right? What might I do? And any inkling you have, here's my advice. Do it. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help with the welcome. I'm going to help with the kids. I'm going to be that person that helps around the church. I'm going to do whatever. No matter what I feel like maybe I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do it. Now, the limits are, I don't want anybody doing stuff without us knowing. Because I don't want a freak show. But at the same time, there are things that go on around here that you can latch on to. And you can be a successful person. And God will take you from level 1 to level 2 to level 3 to level 4. Because not everybody's ready to start with an ark. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. I can promise you, God probably is never going to call me to build an ark. Okay, if he does, he better do something very miraculous because I can't build anything. Those poor animals. But you know what? I'm coming to 65 next month. Medicare. And you know what I'm doing? I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to sit at home and hit a white golf ball around every day. If you golf, that's cool. here's what I'm going to do. I'm revamping my whole life. I'm revamping my mental life. I'm revamping my physical life. I'm revamping my spiritual life. I'm revamping my ministry life. Because you know what? Why retire when you can re-enlist, baby?
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? You're with me? You know? I can't get out. You could talk. So you could pray.
Amen.
You know? You could write. So you could send cards. You know? There's always something that you can do for Jesus Christ. Amen? Everybody. Everybody ought to be doing something for Jesus. And then we come together and we just do some neat things. You know, one of these days, I want to see people out in the parking lot waving to people going by. Come on in. I want people to go around saying, them people are nuts. I mean, we know we are. We might as well prove them right.
Amen.
You know? Invite, you know, people sit out in the car sometime. Don't come in. You know, welcome people coming in. How you doing? Can I get you a cup of coffee? Well, you know, they may ask questions like where the kids' rooms are. Learn where they are. You know? And understand, there's so much that everybody could do. But you got to get here and do it. You know, you online, man, you can pray for us and pray for me. And if you want, I will send you a list of prayer requests every week. And I could make you part of a prayer team, or I could use whatever. Every one of us can be used for the glory of God. Amen. Every one of us. Why flutter away and say, well, I've got the favor, but do nothing with it. Amen?
Amen?
Let's stand. Father, this morning, you got something for all of us. It's awesome. It's powerful, individually and corporately. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we would celebrate the favor. Celebrate. Hallelujah. But we would take that favor and we would do everything according to all you call us and tell us to do. And you will use us and you will bless us and we will become the people you created us to be. And Father, we give you glory, praise, and honor, and thanks. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, thank you for watching, listening, and subscribing. Our hope is that this content will point to the person who can heal and transform your life. That person is Jesus. If you would like to learn more about him and how to become healthy in every area of your life, we would like to give you access to Right Now Media. This is the world's largest video streaming library of biblical resources and entertainment. It's completely free. We already paid this subscription for you. Scan the QR code if you're watching or find the link in the description below. Again, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.